Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap. It's 10 o'clock. Yes, indeed. And it is a cool one out there this morning. Jimmy LaRue with you on this morning. A lot of stuff going on today. I know that the girls' hockey team is on their way up to, it looks like, Lane, I believe. They get a little bit of a trip ahead of them. Blake, actually, they're going up to Blake High School to the arena up there, and they have a game this afternoon that's going on. Hopefully, I'll get Paige on the phone here very quickly. And we also have Bill Wilson, the new head coach for the Alpine ski team, coming on the program today. So a lot of newness, a lot of stuff going on in the Raiders' background throughout the year. We got a new head coach, basketball coach, Christensen, and now also a new head coach. We had a whole bunch of new coaches in the fall as well for cross country and volleyball and different things like that. So a lot of changes being made. But for the most part, today, a 20% chance of some snow here this morning. You've probably seen a few flurries running around, and it's going to be falling temperatures throughout the day. So it's going to actually continue to fall throughout the day, and we're right now at about 19, and it's going to continue to fall to 12 by this afternoon. So this is your max right here. We should see some sunshine popping through later this afternoon because it'll be pretty clear, but a high of only 12. But it's going to be pretty windy out there, too. Northwest winds 15 to 20, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight looks like increasing cloudiness and cooling off to 4 above, and the winds dying down a little bit after midnight. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, warming up to about 31, so a slight thaw. Tomorrow night looks like partly cloudy skies, cooling off to around 18. And for Monday, mostly sunshine and 26. Looks like for the rest of the week, that's pretty much going to be the ensemble. It's going to be mostly sunny skies, maybe a few increasing cloudiness throughout the rest of the week. Highs in the mid or lower 30s, 30, 32 on Wednesday. For Thanksgiving, they're calling for 32 degrees, and that's going to cool off to around 23 for that Vikings-Patriots game on Thursday night. But like I said, we've got overcast skies, and we're at 18 here this morning on the Raider Wrap. So let's get up to date what's going on with our Raider scoreboard with Liz Campbell. And then when we come back, we'll try to get Paige Haley on the phone, the head coach of the girls' hockey team, who did defeat Chisago Lake 6-2 on Tuesday. You're listening to a Raider Wrap right here on KYMN.
Hello and good morning. I am Liz Campbell, bringing you the Raider scoreboard of the week. Winter sports have officially started, and kicking us off is a Minnesota favorite, hockey. This past Saturday, Raider girls' hockey took on Mounds West Tonka here at home. They lost 2-3. They played again on Raider turf on Tuesday versus Chisago Lakes, winning 6-2. They are now officially 1-1 on their 2022 season. Nora Cordham is one of our Raider swimmers and our only state qualifier this season. She competed all throughout this week. Congratulations, Nora. Thank you for tuning in on the Raider scoreboard on KYMN 95.1, The One. Keep tuning in for more sports.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
You don't want your valuable mail and packages being left outside while you're away. Instead, send it to Graphic Mailbox. They can receive your package so it's kept safe and is ready for you to pick up when it's convenient for you. Graphic Mailbox's team can help you ship almost anything, anywhere, and are the perfect stop to have high-quality graphics made for signs, decals, and anything else you could need. They are a great one-stop shop for all of your graphic and shipping needs. Stop by Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall today.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Are you ready for LASIK? Well, don't worry. We've got you covered. From St. Peter to Dodge Center, Northfield to Austin, Manorville to Mankato, Waterville to Winona. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Michael Reinsbach. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We are your Southern Minnesota LASIK specialists.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RichieEyeClinic.com.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders!
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN, having a couple of technical difficulties, one of them being our head coach, and she's got her hands full this morning. Getting on a bus or on the bus or packing the bus or something. Coach Paige Haley joins us this morning. Good morning, Paige. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I apologize. We are packing up the bus and trying to get our buns moving to play Blake, but our bus is not moving, so we might be switching buses here. So
really?
I apologize for the chaos.
Is the bus breaking down here? What's going on?
Well, we don't really know. We're not sure, but we'll make it. We're going to be okay.
Like, Paige is like, I'm not a bus mechanic. I'm a coach. Stop it.
I know.
Well, good morning to you. So anyhow, you are on your way to Blake, and That game today, I believe, is going to be right around, what time is that going to be? 2 o'clock for the varsity. Is the JV going off first?
Yes, and they play at noon. So hopefully we can get this issue resolved and on our way so that they're not missing their game.
Right. That kind of that would take you off the game a little bit, wouldn't you? If you have to rush into the arena and then slap all your stuff off and get going and whatnot.
Yeah. Sometimes. So. The girls claim that when that happens, then they play better. So who knows?
Who knows?
We'll see.
Right. So you're coming off a victory on Tuesday night, 6-2 over Chisago Lakes. And you had your Mountain West Tonka game last Saturday. You were on the air last Saturday with us in the morning, and you went on to take on West Tonka. 3-2. What kind of break down that game real quick. Just how did that – I mean, I thought you guys came out and got on the board first, didn't you?
We did, and we got up by two, and we blew our lead and eventually blew our win. So I think, you know, it was a very good learning game for us. We made a ton of adjustments for our next game after that game. It was good. We learned a lot about ourselves, and I think that, you know, this crew is just it's different. It's different without some players that we've had last year, and we're just trying to figure out who we are.
You have a lot of your own. I think 22 out of the 29 players are all returning this year. So there's got to be some good chemistry in that regard. But, you did lose, you know, Cambria and obviously Malika in the net. So, I know that you had changed some of the lines around a little bit with Chisago Lake as well. I mean, it's 6-2. You know, it seems like a pretty compelling victory, but, you know, it seemed like it took you a while to get going on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it did. Yes, I would say our first two periods were trying to find it, and our third period was the most like ourselves we've played so far. So, you know, I think we got a good chunk of younger kids still. We always do. Maggie and Cambria were our captains for 2 years. So kind of figuring out, like, how to be a team without them is very interesting, but we're figuring it out. We're figuring out, you know, what this group is like, and I think that we're kind of in a good spot. I think that we're starting to move and roll, and I'm hoping that that shows today in our game at 2.
You know, it's kind of funny, too, because Isla Puppy scored 4 goals, and the third one was a snipe from the corner circle that, I mean, that was absolutely the most unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize that was her hat trick. That was her third goal of the night. But
yeah,
because of the, I don't know what you want to call it, because of the oddity of how she scored, is like that. Just it's like the shot was way better than the fact that she got a hat trick at that point.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was definitely a turning point in the game, I think, and I think it just felt good for her to be able to capitalize on that and be able to produce the way that she did. But you know, she couldn't help herself. She had to get that empty netter too.
Yeah, right. Had to get that extra one. Yeah. But when she took that shot, did you have any conversation with her or anything like that? Or did she see something? I mean, I'm telling you, that thing was so deep. It was almost the red line.
No, we definitely did. We talked about it the next day actually at practice, and she's like, "I don't think I'm ever going to be able to hit that shot again." And I said, "I don't know. I think if what you saw it and you went for it, and I think that now you know that you can hit that shot if you see it again." So we'll see.
But yeah.
She's an interesting player. As I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy shot that she put in there. But Chisago Lakes, usually, you know, I mean, they went 500 last year, pretty much 500, but they still compete hard. And I don't think you'll be seeing them again anytime soon.
Right. They're not in our section or conference, and they're a single-A team, so we wouldn't see them again, like, if we were to play in the state tournament or anything like that. But they're just a hard-working team. Like, they work, and they really didn't let up pressure the whole time that we played, and I give them a lot of credit for that. From what I know, they're very young as well, and they graduated a lot of seniors last year, so that was their first game of the season as well. So, you know, they were also trying to figure it out and figure out what they needed to do to get rolling on their season. So it was an interesting game. I think it was like two teams that hadn't figured it out yet, were fresh in our seasons, trying to figure out line combinations, systems, stuff like that. And you could tell that they were kind of in the same spot. But it was a good matchup for most of the game. I think the score doesn't reflect like how close and competitive it really was.
Like I said, I mean, it sounds like 6-2, a commanding victory, but really Chisago Lakes was in that thing all the way up till that third period.
The bus is moving.
The
Sorry.
Bus is moving. Yay. We're on our way to Blake.
Anyone listening is like, thanks for giving us good vibes.
So Blake, what do you know about Blake? Anything?
I know that they have 3 very talented forwards that are committed to Division I programs. They are seniors this year, so, you know, they're very experienced, very talented. One Dartmouth commit, one Brown commit, and a Yale commit. So
wow,
it'll be very interesting. I think they all play on the same line. I think they just load up the first line. So it will be interesting to see how this goes. But, you know, like, that doesn't necessarily scare us. I've got very talented players, too, and we can – definitely, I think we have a little more depth, so I think that that will help us.
So if you put all 3 of those D1 candidates on the ice at the same time, how do you then, as a coach, who do you stack up against them? Do you stack up speed and stick handling, or do you put defense on people? How would you break up your line to match up against them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not really sure yet. I think, you know, we feel like we're still trying to figure out the identity of all of our lines as well. So I think we'll just match up first. But, you know, if our second line is doing better defensively, I could see us pairing and matching lines that way too.
Well, that is a 2:00 start. So you are on your way. The bus is moving and the wheels on the bus go round and round. So that's a good thing. It's about 10:15 in the morning. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. We'll keep it short and sweet so you can relax and enjoy your trip to Blake. And good luck today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Alrighty. There she is, head coach for the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team. Paige Haley joins us this morning. Bill Wilson will join us here in just a couple of minutes. Bill is now the new head coach of the ski team. And we'll get up to date with what's going on with him and what his expectations are for the year as well. That and more coming up here on the Raider Wrap on 95.1. The One.
Northfield Lions offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lions. We're the drive behind worry-free
Hi,
travel.
I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Your hopes and dreams matter to us at Merchants Bank. That's why our job is to be your financial partner now and for what's next. Hi, I'm Brees, and I want to learn about your next big goal so I can help you get there. Have you been thinking about remodeling, college tuition, a new furnace, or RV? One of the flexible ways to pay for your big expenses is through our home equity line of credit. Or is your goal more of long-term? A savings plan could be the right fit. Give us a call at Merchants and let's talk. Subject to approval, equal housing lender.
At Johnson Ryland Homes, we're doing a lot of barrier-free homes lately. Some people call it age-in-place or universal design. The idea is that we build a beautiful home that meets all your needs today, but as you age and your mobility changes, that there's no steps, no stairs, no barriers in the house. The showers are recessed so that you can just roll right in. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1, the One KYM. And hey, we got a little chance of some snow today, but it looks like the clouds are starting to pop, so maybe that's gone by. And it's going to cool off throughout the rest of the day. 12 is going to be our low or high? Well, it's actually 18 right now, so it was 19, so I guess 12 will be the high or low, or I don't know. I don't write it. I just read it. Sorry about that. Tonight, it's going to cool off to around 4. Tomorrow, sunny, some clouds, and then gradually warming up to around 31. And then for tomorrow night, cooling off to around 18. Right in those mid-20s to 30s throughout the rest of the week. Thanksgiving Day looks like mostly cloudy skies and a high of 32 for the Thanksgiving holiday. Joining me this morning is a all-new, fresh face to Raider. Well, no, I can't really say fresh face because he's kind of been around, but new head coach, Bill Wilson, and assistant, Teresa. Good morning. How are we doing?
Great. Thank you. Good to be here.
Good morning.
Good morning, she says. And you, of course, teach. What do you teach at the high school?
I teach all the business classes. So any business class we offer, I'm teaching it. Anywhere from accounting, business management. I teach some computer classes.
Is it a popular subject?
Well, I think so. I mean,
you love it, so you teach it.
I love it. It's a great subject. And, you know, there's a lot of kids who think they're college-bound, going to major in business. They should be in one of my classes. Or if they want some experience and want to get a job right after high school, I can help them with that, too.
Right. Accounting. That's I could use a little help.
I could just maybe I'll have to
it's a good one.
Sign
it's
you up on the
one.
Side. Hey, can I just sign up, come into the high school, and go to class or no?
Or hey, I'll just have some of my students teach you. How about that? I got a great group this year.
That'll be great. I'll let them. If anyone wants to do a little interning, I got a spot for them. Trust me.
Oh, okay. I'm going to remember that.
That's good. Okay, but we're here to talk skiing. So, Bill, congratulations, I guess, on the promotion.
You.
I guess.
Yeah, I would take it as that. It's been a long time. I've been involved. You know, our kids both ski in the club and the team for the last 3 years, 4 years. So seventh graders, 5 years actually, I guess. Seventh graders and up can join this team. And so I've been on the sidelines. I've been called a doach, which would be a dad coach. Not official, but now it's official.
Okay. And then let's see, there's another assistant coach, not beside yourself, then there's...
Correct. We have Mackenzie Clausen,
took over for...
She's an alum to the team. She actually skied on the team and went to college, came back, and as a local Northfield gal, we've picked her up as an assistant coach as well. So her dad was the previous head coach, Tracy.
Yep, and I understand that he's got a lot of different things going on. He's the commander of the VFW as well.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a pretty big deal for him, and it was one of those deals. I did have the chance to talk to him a little bit last night, and I know they're on their way somewhere up north, but that was one of the deals was, you know, in order for him to take that position and dedicate a lot of his time towards that, it was important to him, and he felt like, he could pass it down to you, and he knew it was in good hands as well.
Right.
So.
Well. I get his input. I get our previous coach to him, Johnny Osberg's input as well. So I've got a lot of good mentors, mentoring out there from past, coaches who have been through most of the conditions, procedures, the events, and it's a very easy transition for a guy like me.
So it seems like a lot of coaches. So what are you coaching these kids?
Yeah, I'll explain. So we've got a head coach and an assistant coach who are actually going to be on skis every night with the kids on the hill doing drills, gate practice, free skiing, what we call directed drills and directed free skiing. Teresa is really the hard worker. She's the gal that's got all the admin duties and the organizational skills, which I don't possess. So I couldn't pay her enough to be part of the team, but I'm lucky to have her. We are lucky as a team. And so we've got a really nice, well-rounded crew of managers and assistants.
So, it just started to snow recently and just started to get cool recently, and I know that up in Buck Hill they're blowing snow and different things. I think Welch is blowing it and everyone else. So when you say every night, where are you skiing at?
We practice at Welch Village, and that's on a Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday weekly schedule. Wednesdays we're doing what we call dry land training. So the kids are in the weight room. The athletes are training, and let's face it, safety is a paramount condition, and to enhance that, strength is key. It's just like every other sport. For example, the previous interview with the hockey, they've got to do strength training too. It's not only performance enhancing, but it's a safety aspect.
I was going to say, I haven't skied in a long time, and part of the reason I haven't is because I took so much time off that when I went back out to try it, thinking that I was the same guy I was a few years before.
Sure.
Turns out that doesn't happen.
There's a lot of things have changed technology-wise, but, the basics are still there. We could have you in the gates in no time.
Well, I think, we could start in the bunny hill, and, maybe we'll just have to do that. But, I used to do the gates before I hung them up. And, like I said, then I thought I'd go out and just give it a shot, it had been years. So the conditioning, I agree with you. 100%.
Yeah.
You can't just go right back out there and, your ankles, your ability to, even though you were in those boots and whatever, still just your feet and your ankles and things like that, your calves, shins, and then of course your thighs, because they'll catch fire and then you're done.
Yeah, that's true. Things, it's always the same thing. Core strength is key. And then of course your extremities, your legs, and it's all coordination though. And, good strength enhances their performance.
So, What do you want to achieve? How many people get on the ski club this year?
I think we've got 24 rostered right now, and I think it's nine boys and and 14 girls. It's a mix of grades, 7 through 12. This year we've got three seniors, and then a good spread of 10, 11, some 8s.
Right. So I know that, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter what age group you are or anything like that, but
no.
What's the potential? What do you see as far as probably your fastest skier, or would it be your most coordinated skier that, would be the biggest benefit to winning?
You know, it's interesting that you asked this question. I think most people would look at this as you want the fastest, you know, athlete in the race as the winner, and that holds true most of the time. But in this event, I say my personal philosophy is that the number one and two skiers on our team are people we count on for points. But in this event, in this sport, we need to garner points at each meet and conference to grow as a team so that we can compete at the sections and state tournaments. Therefore, our third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and possibly seventh seeded skiers are who I consider to be the powerhouse of our team, because without their support, numbers one and two can't stand as a team. They can certainly qualify to go to state individually and have in the past, but our target here is to get the team in. And so I highly value our, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth skiers in this team event.
So you were talking 24?
Yes.
So when you do have, when's your first meet? Have you had it yet?
This isn't a conference meet. It's an invite, and it's up at Wild Mountain on the 16th of December. And that's a common event. It happens annually. This might be the 9th or 10th. But our first conference meet, that occurs
December 20th.
December 20th. Okay.
Over at Welch Village.
And who will you be taking? Will you take on a multitude of teams or?
Yeah.
Or is it a dual?
Rochester and Hastings ski teams will be there on the 20th, and we'll get to ski everybody. So anybody who's on our roster will get to ski for the first time in a race on the 20th of December. The Wild Mountain invite, we can only take 6 skiers, so we'll be taking our varsity roster for that, 6 boys, 6 girls. It's an all-day event on the 16th of December. So,
right. So both the girls and the boys compete on the same day.
Right.
So it's a mixed. It's not. There's not a boys and girls ski team necessarily. I mean, there is, but there isn't. But it's just the Northfield ski team.
Correct. We fall under one umbrella called the Northfield ski team, and it's represented by a boys and girls team. These events are made up of two courses. Typically, the boys will run one course, girls will run another. The courses are either cleaned up or reset, and the second runs are made when they swap. They'll swap courses. So the boys will ski the girls' course, the girls will ski the boys' course. The winners are determined by the combined time of each athlete. So the smallest or the shortest time would be the number one position.
And so it's not like the courses are different necessarily. Are they all, are they set up to be identical?
The course setting has parameters. No two courses are the same, though.
Okay.
Each course is going to be different in every race forever. There's no way to be consistent. Conditions, hill position, you know, the lie of the hill, all of these things have an influence on the course and the way it skis. Our prime objective is to get these kids ready to ski everything that's, you know, put in front of them. And quite honestly, they do a really good job of that.
I was going to say, when you're at Welch, I mean, there's no way to really dupe. I mean, you could, if you have a meet in Welch, then you have some sort of an advantage, I would think. But if you go to any other ski hill, you're really at the mercy of whoever sets it up, right?
Correct. And it's important. And you find this true to even the World Cup level of skiing. The teams, the head coaches and the teams and the staff of the teams that are competing are going to want to know who set the course, because typically course setters have their own ideas. And so you can get one step ahead by knowing what to expect from, you know, this course setter, and it helps. We're fortunate enough to have Welch Village as a training ground because it happens to be one of the better hills in the whole southeastern Minnesota area. It provides us with good, diverse terrain, and typically the conditions are great. you know, I know everyone in the local area would prefer the Lookout is the runner right out in front of the Chalet as the best run, whether it's slalom or RGS. We only ski one discipline at the high school level, and that's slalom. But it's a great hill, and we're fortunate to have that as our training ground.
So how is the conditions out there, considering the fact that, 10, 12 days ago, we had 70 degrees?
Yeah, yeah. This has been a good year. If I were to make a judgment, I'd say this is a good year because it got cold first. And that helps chill the ground down enough to where it'll hold the snow without melting. So they've been making snow at Welsh since last Saturday. I know Buck Hill is, I think they are going to open on Tuesday. And Afton, I think, may have opened today.
Okay.
But they have limited skiing. Welch is looking at, I believe, the Monday of the Thanksgiving week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, allowing season pass holders is what I was told initially. And then everybody's welcome starting Thursday, assuming the conditions continue to get, you know, to be developed.
Right. So have you been doing anything with the team at all? Or are you just doing conditioning? Or they
Correct. Right now it's dry land training. Every night in the gym, it's four nights a week. It's 3:30 to 4:30 at the gym, and they do strength training. There's a couple of different agility exercises they can do as well, ladders and stuff like that. We use cones, ladders, and weights.
Simulators? Do you ever use? Is there a ski simulator?
You know, I wish.
You know how they get the ones with the motorcycles, the little gaming thing. You
yes.
go out to Flaherty's out here, and they get the little motorcycle. You know, maybe
keyword being game. Yes, it's not gonna, it certainly looks good at the at, you know.
We where, should invent
the restaurant
that, Bill.
Or the bar,
I think
wherever.
That would be. I think that would be awesome. Just sure. a little ski thing, you know, and you got to kind of, you know, look at the screen in front of you, and yep. you know, and if you wipe out, they shake you and throw you off the machine or something.
Well, you know, there's so many dynamics involved in a ski race and skiing behind or through gates that I don't think you can simulate that effectively for
Probably,
training purposes.
Well, I don't know, man. It's hard to say, right? Because the technology is unbelievable, the stuff that they are coming out with these days.
Yes, I agree.
But it sounds like a lot of fun. And yeah. so...
That's the key. Fun.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a fun sport. But you're also competing. So,
yeah.
Is there anything that they do before the race that they get ready for? Or they, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they just slap their skis on and they just go up and make a couple runs. And then they line them all up and they say, let's go.
Well, you know, pretty much what you've described is our practices. The keys, of course, are your equipment. It's like a hockey player. You know, you're not going to go out there without sharp skates. And then you start thinking, well, not only are just sharp skates important, but the quality of the skate, the shape of the blade. For us, it's the ski, the edge angles, the wax that you may or may not have used will enhance or detract from the performance of the ski on the snow that day. It's a playing field that we all deal with. Everybody in the playing field has to worry about or consider the conditions. Icy, wet snow, dry snow, cold. They all play a factor in how you tune and how you prepare. But, you know, essentially in our practices, we've encompassed most of those conditions. So when we go to the races, hopefully everybody is dialed in and ready to just strap on the skis. You'll get a chance to make some warm-up runs. And then we do what's called a slip of the course. So the courses will be set, and the athletes are allowed about 45 minutes to inspect, we call it. They're going to go down there and look at how it's set, and make mental notes on what they anticipate doing at a specific point in the course so that they can prevail.
So on the morning of a ski match or something like that, and obviously, like you just said, weather, cold, you know, what's the condition of snow, do you then tune your skis? So do you tell them, okay, guys, we're going to be getting wet conditions today. I need you to put this type of wax, or I need you to take it off, or I mean, what do you use that as a preparation?
We can. It's the most serious competitors will tune nightly. We have a fairly diverse range of abilities in our club, so even though they may not be tuning, they can still ski well. We're you know, and compete well as a team. I can recommend stuff, but as a dad and as a coach now, I will. But I routinely would tune for my athletes and or other athletes on the team the night before race because it's critical. It's important.
Okay. Well, Therese and Bill Wilson, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
Wish you the best of luck, and I hope the program is successful. You're going to have to come back in December and tell us how things are going.
We'd love to. Thanks for the exposure. We always appreciate the airtime and the recognition. We're always looking for new athletes, too.
I was going to say, can I still join this year?
Well, you know, of course you can.
Not me personally. But
We have a window of about 4 weeks from our first meeting, which occurred on November 14th. Season begins. So 4 weeks from that date, it's open enrollment.
So you got until December.
Correct. I think it's December 12th, so it'd be the Monday. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So if you are a student athlete looking for something to do this winter and you're not sure, you haven't figured out what you want to do when you grow up, so to speak, come join the ski team.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Therese and Bill Wilson on this morning's Raider Wrap, and we've got a one-on-one this morning. We got a girl swimming captain. Molly Rettler will be in this morning still. That's coming up with Evan Lowe and the lowdown here on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to 95.1, the one KYMN.
Hi, this is Evan, your host for this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Today in the studio, we have girls swim and dive captain Molly Rattler and girls Nordic captain and swimmer Charlotte Flory. Thank you guys for coming into the studio today.
Hey, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Evan.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. We're going to start off with some get-to-know-you questions just so that the listeners can kind of get to know you guys. What activities are you involved in outside of swim, of course?
I am in swimming, of course, and then I'm a Nordic captain, as Evan mentioned. I'm also on the track and field team in the spring. I'm in district youth council in Bring Change to Mind, which is a mental health group at the high school. Yeah.
Staying busy, Charlotte.
Yes.
Charlotte's a little more busy than I am. Outside of swimming, I'm obviously a swim captain, and I am in choir, and this year I think I'm going to join the track team in the spring.
That'll be fun. I am also a track runner, so maybe
yeah,
I'll see it. Charlotte
fun.
Is too, so.
That'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah. And then so far, Molly, this is your senior year, and Charlotte, this is your junior year. What's the highlight of the school year been so far?
Definitely swim season. I mean, senior swim season, captain swim season has been such a fun experience for me, and getting to know all these girls better for this year has been so much fun.
Yeah, for sure, me too, the swim season. Just the people and the new coaching has been incredible. And it's been such a good bonded group this year, which has been super fun.
Yeah, it's cool to see, Charlotte. And then looking ahead into the future this year, is there anything that you guys are excited that's to come?
I mean, we're excited for the banquet. That's really the last thing that we have. We finished up and tomorrow Nora Cordham swims at state, which most of us are going to, which we're very excited about. But then the banquet after that, which is super fun.
Yeah, going off of that, Molly, we're also hoping to do some fundraising throughout the year, so that'll be a good opportunity for us to see each other throughout the year, like rather than the swim season.
Yeah, for sure, Charlotte. And Nora Cordham going to state, what is she swimming at the state meet?
She's swimming the 200 IM.
That'll be fun to see. And how did she do in section? Did she get the qualifying time or?
She did not. I don't know if she got the qualifying time, but she placed second, which gives you automatic entry to state.
Top two at sections, you get to go to state, and then there's a...
Yes. Yes. And then there's a qualifying time for every event that would get you in it.
Okay, I know that because I'm also a swimmer, but listeners, that's kind of letting you know how to get on to state in sections. And so then to talk about swim a little bit, what events do you guys swim at the meets?
Charlotte and I this year actually both swam the 50 and the 100 free.
Yes, yeah, at sections I swam the 50 free, the 100 free, and then the medley relay, and then the 4x1, which was 100 yards for each person.
Yeah, and at section specifically, I swam the 100 free and the 100 back instead of the 50 free.
So we have some sprinters in the room today.
Yes.
And then Charlotte, if I'm not mistaken, the medley relay was super close at sections. What did that kind of look like?
Yeah, so after prelims, we were 2 seconds away from the state cut, and we knew we could do it. We did not get it. We were 0.4 seconds away from the state cut, which was which was sad, but also we'll have the same team next year. So all of our point-scoring girls this year will be back next year on the section team, so we have a good shot at it next year. So we're excited for next year. Yeah.
And all four of the, going off of that, Charlotte, all four of those swimmers dropped time in their 15.
Yes, yeah, we dropped 1.6 of our 2 seconds that we had to drop, so it was super close.
Yeah, and just having that team back next year, you guys will have a good shot at it in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that was the sections meet. Let's go back a little further into the conference meet. How was that for the Raider Gators?
That was super good. I feel like that got our like team spirit up. That was 2 weeks before sections, so it gave us some time to kind of bond our section team more. We were a super close section team this year. We had lots of team bonding events at different people's houses. So the conference meet was a good like Kickstarter to get our team going and get the excitement flowing for the section meet. We got third. It was 8 points away from second, which was super fun. A good, very high energy meet.
Yeah, it was really fun. Also, Charlotte, I was there for the whole day along with one of our other swimmers, Amiant, and we spent the whole day watching JV in the morning and then swimming in the afternoon. So that was really fun to watch all our JV girls drop like
yes.
10 seconds in one event. Like it was super fun to be there for that.
Yeah, that's fun to see, Molly. And varsity got third. Do you know how the JV did at the conference?
JV actually got second this year by 3 points. We were so close to getting first, and we lost to Rochester Century.
Yes, but we made up, like, I think it was 50 or some crazy amount of points from what we were supposed to. They did. Yeah. They were incredible. They did a great job.
Yeah, they dropped a ton of time.
That's super fun to see, having that depth with the JV kids. And then you also talked about having a deeper freshman, sophomore, and junior class. So looking ahead into future years, you guys should be looking to excel with that younger group.
Yes, yeah.
That'll be fun to see. And then going into conference and sections, what was your standings kind of like for dual meets?
We were actually undefeated in our dual meets this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We were 7-0-1. We had one tie against Mankato West. And that was honestly my favorite meet of the season. It was so much fun to swim at. And, but otherwise we were undefeated.
Swimming against Mankato West and tying them, what did it kind of look at the rematch in conference?
In both conference and sections, I believe, we beat Mankato West by a lot. They weren't, I don't think they were close to us.
They were in our section. But for conference, we did beat them by a lot. Yes. Yeah, it was super, it felt super good to get back at them after our tie. We were really excited for the dual meet with Mankato West, and it was very fun to be able to beat them at conference.
Getting that revenge.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then talking about those section and conference races, it can get a little intimidating, kind of being in that high-pressure competition. Is there anything that you guys did to focus on getting in the right mental headspace before a race?
I like to listen to music behind the blocks and just like put my headphones on and think about my race and every like detail about what I'm about to do. That's just what I like to do. And I most of the time tell girls to just get in the zone, because once you get there, most races are like 2 minutes long or less. So, you know, don't stress out that much for just 1 minute of your life.
Yes. We also as a team did visualizing like I think 2 weeks up to the meet. So we had lots of time to like mentally prepare. Yeah, and it's really just getting in the excited headspace. At prelims, we were super hyped and excited, which really worked well for all of our racing.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah, and especially Charlotte, you knew that it was going to be tight and you knew that it was competitive, but you guys had that little underdog mentality in it a little bit. Did that help you or did that affect it?
It's really fun to swim against super fast girls. So we were, for finals, we were sandwiched in between Lakeville North and Century, like our lane was, and that was super exciting to be able to swim right next to super, super fast girls. So that kind of pushed us to try to get that state cut time.
Yeah, they dragged you along a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Now, so sections was a success. You sent Nora Cordham to state. Was there any other highlights from the meet?
I think overall, everybody was just incredible. I think it was over 90% time drops in prelims, and then in finals, just incredible times as well. There was a couple back-to-back swims, which were fun. I think Claire Liebel went straight from the 500 to the sprint relay, leading off the sprint relay, which was insane. She was so tired, but it was such a good race. And she got best times in both, or close to best times of both, which was super cool. And then also Leah Enadi from the 100 breaststroke. She actually podiumed and couldn't stand on the podium because she had to go straight to the 4x1 relay. Yeah, those were two good swims.
Yeah, Claire Lebo also dropped 21 seconds
yes.
at prelims in her 500, which is a full second per length, which may sound like not that much, but it's a lot.
Yeah, so to a swimmer, that's insane. That's incredible.
Yeah, for sure. And then looking at the overall season, is there anything that sticks out to you as like your favorite memory on the year?
I think, as I mentioned before, just the section team getting bonded towards the end of the season. We did lots of like dinners and game nights, which was super fun. Also, just being together as a whole team with junior varsity and varsity and our new coaching was, yeah, incredible and super fun.
I think one of my favorite moments from the season was after section finals, I believe, we went over to Inga's house and we watched both Teen Beach movies in a row.
Yes.
And we had like a bunch of snacks from her parents, and it was just like, it was so fun to be with everyone and like finish the season off all together.
Thank you for that, you guys. And then looking, reminiscing on the season, I know going on, Molly, you had big goals like breaking a minute in the 100 freestyle we talked about earlier. Did you guys reach your goals, or what would you guys say was your greatest accomplishment on the season?
I think my greatest accomplishment, I feel like from the season, at least in the water, was breaking that minute. I went a 59. Thank you. I went a 59.03, almost a 58, which was really fun. And that was one of my last swims of my life, which is crazy because I'm not swimming in college. So that was really fun, really cool moment at sections.
Yeah, for me, I would say in the water, I really wanted to go under 26 seconds in the 50 freestyle, and I ended up going 25 in my open free, but 24 off of my relay in that medley relay that almost went to state. So that was super cool, and that was really exciting because I dropped, I think, like 0.3 seconds from prelims, which was super cool. But outside of the water, I feel like just bonding with the section team and the whole team in general throughout the whole season and getting to know lots of girls that I didn't really know before.
Yeah, Charlotte, congratulations on that time. And then you talked about having those special moments with your team and having that team bonding. What would you say was your favorite team bonding moment with your team?
With the whole team, I would say we go to Estenson's Farm every year for a pasta dinner. So that's super fun, and everybody's there. I think the 8th grade parents put that on this year, which was super fun, and lots of good food. With the section team, I would say we went to Josie Houck's house for like a spa day. We swam in her pool. We swam in her pool and like painted our nails before the meet, and our coaches were there, and it was super fun.
Brian painted his nails to get in the spirit.
Brian painted his nails. There's some photos of that.
That's really lovely.
Yeah, Brian Porter is also one of the boys' head coaches, and all the boys, we screenshotted that picture, so we'll have that this afternoon.
Yeah, I posted that. You're welcome.
And then, Molly, you talked about Teen Beach Movie and stuff like that, but is there any other team bonding moments that sticks out to you?
I had a bonfire at my house for everyone, actually, and we had s'mores and some girls baked and brought their own stuff. Coco made puppy chow. It was really fun. And we all, like, sat around the campfire and told a bunch of stories, which was just really good, like, team bonding, which is always fun, and it's really interesting dynamic having, you know, there's girls on the team that are 12 and there's girls on the team that are 18, and that dynamic is hard to navigate sometimes, but it's really fun and unique too.
Yeah, for sure unique. Having that middle school group and that high school group, would you say you like having that age range?
Personally, I love the age group, and I think that we're just all such a bonded group. We're like sisters at this point. So like in season, out of season, we're all super close. Yeah, so I think I personally enjoy it, and it's super fun to have lots of different ages and people from different backgrounds.
Yeah, definitely, Charlotte. I also really, really love having those middle school girls there, and having those special moments with girls so much younger than me is something that I cherish, and I cherished it when I was that young too, to be able to have those moments with people that much older than me. So I hope I can give them that experience just like I had it.
And the coaches also lead that dynamic, which is super, super important and good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, Charlotte. Looking over the season, we've talked about all the successes and all the fun things that have happened. Is there anything that you wish you could improve upon on the season?
I think at the beginning of the season, the team figuring out the new dynamic with the coaches was a little bit difficult at first, but I think that's bound to happen. But if I could go back, I think I would have more meetings with the coaches prior, just so like the captains and the coaches were on the same page and we could lead the team more cohesively just at the beginning of the season. I think that was quickly fixed and, you know, throughout the season remained good and got better. But I think at the very beginning, it was a little bit hard to navigate having new coaches in the beginning of my senior year. It was just a lot, I think.
Yeah, for sure, Molly.
Yeah, I would say the coaching was definitely a big switch, which I think we adjusted to very well by the end of the season. I had a knee injury this year, which was kind of annoying and set my season back. So I kind of wish that wouldn't have happened. But it overall was set in a good place where I just missed a couple dual meets and ended up being back for the championship season. Yeah.
Yeah, I also had the flu on senior night, so that was not the best, but I, you know, can't change that, but it was still fun.
Not the best timing.
Yeah.
Charlotte, how do you get a knee injury in swimming?
the practices this year were a little bit different, have been structured differently than in previous years due to the new coaching. So we have each day of the week our different focus groups. We have, like, for different strokes. So for my breaststroke focus group day, I pushed it a little bit too much and ended up with, like, an inflamed MCL, I think is what it is. It ended up being totally fine. I just had to rest I had to sit out, like, a couple meets.
Yeah, that's interesting, sad to hear, but I'm glad that you guys still had a very strong and successful postseason.
Yeah.
And then this year, you guys are graduating a strong leadership and just a strong senior class. Is there anything that looking ahead into future seasons that you guys are excited about?
Yeah, in the water, we're going to be just as fast, if not faster.
Yeah, definitely. I obviously am graduating, but I'm really, really excited to see what happens for this team next year. I can't wait to watch the meets online, and I'm just really excited to see where this team goes and what it does.
For sure, Molly. And then with that strong section team, is there anything that you guys are looking ahead already, making goals for the upcoming season?
Yeah, so we're not quite sure about our section for next year. Currently, we're seated in double A, but we may be switching down to single A due to like lower enrollment for our team and also girls not being from different towns. We did have a Randolph girl like last year, I think, who graduated. Yeah, so we could be switching sections, which could be this double A section is faster than the single A section. So that could be good news for us next year if we were seated in the single A section. If not in the double A section, we would love to move up in the ranks based off of like place wise. Yeah, and I think we totally can based off of the our section team being so young and being able to move up from there.
Yeah, for sure, Charlotte. And the boys are already in single A, so hopefully you get with the new seating of the sections, you guys can move down with them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then now that the season is done, is there anything that you guys are currently doing in the off season, or is there anything that you've already started?
Yeah, sections was last Friday, and then this Monday, Nordic started. I'm a Nordic captain this year. With the new snow came the winter sports, so we were on snow for the we skied today for the first time, which was super fun. And then in the spring, as I mentioned earlier, I'm in track. Yeah.
Yeah, I am in the ski club, so I like ski every Monday, and then I am going back to work at the Hideaway Coffee House.
Nice, both of you guys. And then Charlotte, as a captain, is there anything that you're excited about for the Nordic season?
We have a lot of new, I think a third of our team this year is new skiers, which is super exciting. So I'm excited for a new showing of skiers. Yeah, I'm excited. We also, the other captains, Claire Casson, Sam Folland, and Nathan Amundsen are all amazing, and I'm excited to see what we can do. Yeah, we had a great leadership class graduate last year, but this year we're looking forward to pushing our...
Yeah, for sure, Charlotte. And then being a captain with that many new athletes, that could be a challenge. Is there anything that you're excited about being a captain, or do you have anything planned so far for the season?
Yeah, I'm super excited. We've already done lots of games for the first couple days and kind of just getting to know each other things just so we all can get bonded. It is a just like swimming 7th through 12th grade, so that's super fun and one of my favorite parts as well, just like swimming. I think we're planning some team bonding things. I think we have some things coming up for team bonding, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, thank you for sharing and giving us insight with that a little bit, Charlotte. And then Molly, being a senior, it can get a little bit stressful during this part of the year. How has looking ahead into college or after high school plans been looking like?
Yeah, it's been actually really fun. I applied to all 10 of the colleges I applied to, early action. So I'm actually done applying for college, which it feels really good to have that weight lifted off my shoulders. And I will continue to hear back from them, I think, in about January. Yeah, I'm really excited. I applied to a lot of schools outside of the Midwest on both coasts and the U of M. So I'm excited to see where the next few years take me.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. And now that you've done that, you kind of get to just have a fun senior year the rest of the way out.
Yeah, so exactly.
Thank you guys for being in the studio today, and best of luck on your upcoming adventures.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is Evan Lowe hosting Meet the Raider on this week's Raider App. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1 The One.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
The days are getting cooler, and it means it's time to take a trip to Witt Brothers for your winter checkup. Let's face it, no one wants to get caught in the cold with a dead battery. Make sure your vehicle is in peak condition for the winter season. The checkup includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery tests, and they'll even winterize your vehicle. Stop by Witt Brothers Service, located at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield, for all your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
And that is a wrap for this week's Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1 and AM 1080. If you missed anything today and you'd like to check us out, just go to kymnradio.net and you can listen back on the program today. Of course, Paige Haley joined us this morning as they're heading up to play. New head coach Bill Wilson joined us this morning, and of course, Evan Lowe. Had swim team captains Molly Reckler and Charlotte Florian this morning. A nice little program you just heard for those of you who did
hear. There's one thing we have learned over the previous few years. It's that we all do better together. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce believes in the power of community. This is why, for over 100 years, they have focused on growing and developing Northfield and the surrounding area into a thriving community that it is today. The Northfield Area Chamber is a local nonprofit that creates meaningful connections between businesses and the working professionals who work so hard to make this town thrive. When you become a member of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, you open the door to so many of those opportunities. Together, we all do better. Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, supporting business, connecting communities, and growing a greater Northfield.
And don't forget to join us next Saturday. Yes, we are going to be here. I'm wishing you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you find something to be thankful for this year, and hoping to maybe give back to the community again this year as well. So wishing you and your family and everyone just a wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoy the Thanksgiving day. And, of course, the Minnesota Vikings playing at night at 7:20 over at U.S. Bank Stadium on Thanksgiving Eve. So that should be a lot of fun. And, again, next week, yes, we are hoping to get Jeff Staub in today, the head coach for the wrestling team, and Mike Lucraft, hockey coach, for next Saturday. That's the lineup is what we're hoping for anyhow. You just never know. But in the meantime, Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu as always. And hopefully you will have a wonderful week. It's going to be in about the mid-30s throughout the rest of the week. So wishing you the best. Take care. Have a great holiday. And we'll see you next Saturday morning on 95.1 The One.
Rock, blues, reggae, alt country, Americana.